This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Not a joke.
Okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
There is no punchline. It's not a joke.
What are we doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What I have to do in this council in order to get respect?
Boy, that's the story of my life. No respect. No respect.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Quarantines, absenteeism, lost instruction time, all contributing factors in the nationwide plunge in academic levels from virtual learning during the pandemic.
It's called the Fauci effect.
That's not me talking. That's science.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Not a joke. President Dementia Joe Biden is going to address the nation this evening. I don't think anyone's carrying it. I could be wrong, but
not a joke.
I don't think anyone's carrying it, but it is going to be in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. He doesn't like to go far from home. He's in that little area in Northern Virginia, D.C., Delaware, Eastern Pennsylvania. That's where he likes to operate. And he's going to talk about the soul of America.
It's not the Bermuda Triangle. It's the big guy triangle.
Yeah. I don't know if it's actually even I guess it is a triangle. If you go, if you put it out to Pittsburgh, which he occasionally goes to talk about the bridges. Pittsburgh has more bridges than any place in the world. He said that. Yeah, if you include Pittsburgh all the way out to Western Pennsylvania, I guess it is a triangle. So
it's a 100% chance he gets lost no matter what.
Anyway, can you imagine being lectured about your soul or my soul, the country's soul, by someone named Biden? It's beyond satire, beyond parody. So he's going to talk about MAGA Republicans and domestic terrorists and white supremacists and et cetera, and semi-fascists, his new word, semi-fascists, okay? So I wanted to just start off tonight by just talking about some of the things I don't think he's going to talk about. I've just been making a list all day, going on the internet and thinking and just talking about news events that he's not going to. Someone says filet of soul, Dover soul or gray soul? I just like soul, period. I can't really tell the difference myself, but I like soul. Anyway, let's start close to home here. These are the things he's not going to be talking about. In Boston, two people shot to death on the street in Boston just yesterday. And we're not even including the riot at the City Hall yesterday. In Chicago yesterday, a 17-year-old was arrested. He carjacked 9 different people in one day. Altogether, they got him on 11 carjackings, but 9 in one day. 9. Okay? A student at the high school in Jacksonville, North Carolina, was stabbed to death this morning in Jacksonville, NC. I know it was an assault knife. We need some common sense assault knife reform, I guess. Okay, let's talk about some stuff he's not going to be talking about in Philadelphia. He's definitely not going to be talking about the fact that John Fetterman, who's running for the Senate, and he said, although Joe said the other day he's running for the governorship, but he's actually running for the Senate, and he's refusing to debate his opponent, Dr. Oz, much like a candidate closer to home here is refusing to debate his opponent. But did you know that John Fetterman, and again, this is not going to come up tonight at the speech on the soul, the Dover soul of America. He has two convicted murderers on his payroll. Two, not one.
I'm shocked.
Okay. I'll tell you another thing he's not going to be talking about. The New York Times reported today that the pandemic, also known as the panic, the Dem panic, has erased two decades of math and reading test score increases in 9-year-olds. And this was the shutdown, the school shutdowns that were pushed by the Democrat teachers unions and in conjunction with the Democrat CDC. Is he going to talk about that? He likes to talk about, the lack of Wi-Fi and how parents have to go to McDonald's to get the Wi-Fi for their kids. He's not going to be talking about the plummeting achievement test scores. And by the way, this is not just in one group or demographic group or another. It's more steep in some groups, but all groups are down across the board. 844-500-4242. Is he going to be talking about the fact that that the people that he is going to accuse of being MAGA domestic terrorist white supremacists, that they have their own ways of fighting back, and that you could ask Bed Bath and Breakfast about them? Bed Bath and Breakfast is now shutting down 150 stores after deciding they weren't going to carry MyPillow products a year ago. Get woke, go broke. He wants to do something
about...
You mean
Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bed Bath and whatever it is.
Bed Bath & Breakfast.
That's how much I go to... You know, if it was breakfast, I might go there. I like to have a good breakfast at a restaurant every once in a while.
IHOP and Bed Bath & Beyond. New merger.
Sorry about that. Bed Bath & Beyond. Tell you another thing he's not going to be talking about. You know, he loves to talk about the existential threat of climate change. And I guess semi-fascists are not going to, we're not concerned about it being semi-fascist. So is he at all concerned about the fact that California has outlawed electric vehicles earlier this week by 2035, and then a day later announced that you couldn't charge your electric vehicles between the hours of 4 and 9 p.m. because they were having electric shortages? Did he announce that? Will he mention that as part of his fundamental transformation of America to this utopia of green energy, that in Colorado, 22,000 households this week were told that they couldn't use their air conditioning, because of the same problem, that there was not enough energy to provide air conditioning in the 90-degree plus temperatures? Is he going to tell us that according to the latest poll, 54% of Americans say that they would never buy an electric vehicle because they're just not practical? They tell us that we're going to have because of climate change, we're going to have so much extreme weather, as they call it, extreme weather. So is he going to mention that this year, for the first time since 1941, before Pearl Harbor, before Joe Biden's birth, even, that's how long ago it was, there were no named hurricanes for the months of July and August? Is he going to mention any of this stuff? That's what I want to know. Let's go back to Philadelphia for a while. He's going to be speaking, I believe, in the city of brotherly love. In Pennsylvania, statewide, murders and non-negligent manslaughters increased 46% last year. 46% compared to 2019. Pew reported earlier this year only 44% of Philadelphia residents said they felt safe in the neighborhood at night. Are they worried about semi-fascists and domestic terrorists? Or are they, they're worried about domestic terrorists, all right, but they're not semi-fascists. 65%, two-thirds of the residents of Philadelphia have heard gunshots in their neighborhoods this year. Is he going to mention any of that? So far this year, 362 people have been murdered in the city of brotherly love compared to 226 in the first 8 months of 2019. Is he gonna mention any of this, or is he just going to talk about the soul of America?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
844-500-4242.
The fact is that I don't remember.
Yes. Did I say California outlawed electric cars? They outlawed gas cars, internal combustion cars. 844-500-4242. These are some of the things that that Brandon is not going to be talking about during his primetime address, which, if it's prime time and no one's broadcasting it in prime time, is it really prime time? It's like the tree that falls in the forest and there's nobody there to hear it. Does it really make a noise? 844-500-4242. The judge has declined to rule from the bench on Donald Trump's request for a special overseer to examine the boxes. This was a court hearing. It lasted about an hour at the federal courthouse in West Palm Beach this afternoon. And that's a Trump judge. Although there are no such things as Trump judges and Obama judges, as we've been instructed by John Roberts, a Bush judge. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean that I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. This fall, HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal prepping and planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking easy and stress-free. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute meals, low prep, and easy cleanup options, are perfect for busy weeknights. With 30-plus weekly recipes and 70-plus seasonal and convenience items to choose from, there's always something new to enjoy. And you may say to yourself, well, some weeks I'm gone, and what am I going to do? I don't want that box arriving and just thawing out on my doorstep or in my driveway. Well, you know what? It's so easy to cancel a weekly order. I was talking to Patrice today from Arlington. She keeps me up to date on her HelloFresh orders. She's been getting a lot of restaurant takeout the last couple of weeks, going out this last week of summer. She said she didn't have an order this week, and it took her like a few seconds to make sure that she didn't get an order for this week. So you don't have to worry about that if you're out of town or you just have a lot of something else going on. You can always cancel your order for the week, and it's not a problem at all. HelloFresh is not only cheaper than the grocery store, but it's also 25%, maybe more than 25% cheaper than getting takeout. HelloFresh is a great option, especially on these busy, about to begin fall season. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Well, our offer is extended today to Jeff Deal. If he wants a debate, he didn't. We figured he wouldn't respond. He's running and hiding. But he's got a few more hours here. If he wants to respond any hour between noon and 7 tomorrow, he can go up against Chris Doty. Chris Doty is willing to meet him, his Republican opponent in the GOP primary on Tuesday. And so he's responded to, I sent out another tweet. I tweeted something out saying, you got till 7 o'clock tonight to respond. And he said, been there, done that. He's looking forward to debating Mara Healey. But he's refused to debate Doty on channels 4, 5, 22, New England Cable News, WBUR/Globe, the Valley Patriot newspaper, or the Norfolk County Republicans, who were with him in 2018, by the way. He's refused to debate Doty at any of those four forums. So today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's Jeff Deal more terrified of debating, Chris Doty or Maura Healey?
I'm going to say Chris Doty.
85% say Chris Doty.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. Thinking about what Biden's going to be talking about tonight in his speech, do you think he's going to be talking about all the countries that have air forces like Afghanistan that need to go up against us?
Yeah, he said you needed F-15s to go up against the U.S. government. Yeah, I don't think Afghanistan had an air force. And, the Viet Cong back in the 60s and 70s didn't have an Air Force either, did they, Kevin?
They did not.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. He's going to set up a bunch of straw men, you know, and I'll bet he mentions the way that, they came out of the fields in, and then he'll say Charlotte, Charleston. And maybe he'll get it right eventually and say Charlottesville. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
You ever watch The Stooges?
Of course.
Do you remember the episode when they were working in a restaurant, Philly Assault, and Curly cuts the boot off and serves it to the guy? That's going to be Biden's speech.
Yeah, that's the kind of soul. That's the only kind of soul we're going to get. Yeah, it's going to be kind of tough to cut. You need a chainsaw. Thanks.
A wise guy, eh?
Thanks for the call, Mike. Jackie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jackie.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi, good.
So I'm just calling in. I'm really just calling in to implore people to vote for Chris Doty in the Republican primary. Frankly, Deal cannot win if we just look at, you know, how he's run his campaign and the fact that he has an endorsement from Trump in Massachusetts is so unrealistic to think that that could ever help him against Maura Healey. We look at his bank account. He has $42,000. Chris Doty has over $1 million. So I'm just calling in to let people know that if they really want to make a change in November to vote for Chris Doty, he's a great guy. He has the business head to run the state, and I know a lot of people say he's going to be just like Charlie Baker. I don't think that's a bad thing, personally.
Oh, you had me right till the end there, Jackie. I don't want him to be like Charlie Baker. I don't think most people do. But the question is, Charlie Baker's the worst governor in Massachusetts history, but the chances are Maura Healey would be even worse. Thanks for the call. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, that was a Democrat that just called you and telling you to vote for Doty. That was a fake call, and it was from a Democrat. We want Deal. Trump wants Deal. We're going to vote for Deal. And I hope everyone in Massachusetts does. Did you hear her say that it's not a big deal in Massachusetts? Are you kidding me? I was at a rally in New Hampshire, and they were all Massachusetts people, and there was like 10,000 people there for Trump. I'm telling you, Howie, you got to get off the Doty trip and get on with President Trump. He is who we want to. He will tell Deal, you know, the policies, what to do and stuff.
Why doesn't Deal want to debate if he's so popular, John? Why is he running away from these debates?
Well, I'll tell you why. Who cares, Howie, if he runs away from a debate? Did Joe Biden run away from debates?
Absolutely. Joe Biden did run away. And John Fetterman in Pennsylvania is running away from debates. Is it a good policy to run away from debates, to run and hide?
Even Joe Biden did two debates.
Jeff, just do as many debates as Joe Biden, and then you can go back to your basement. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. At 4:05, we will have with us Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project. He's been great on television lately. He's really got a great grasp of the issues. He was a former staffer for Senator Chuck Grassley, who's been really on top of all these FBI DOJ scandals. But that will be later on a little bit. So now it's time for Grace's News.
I'm excited to hear Mike Davis. He had a really good tweet yesterday about the memo sent out by Merrick Garland, basically saying, when are you going to inform people in the DOJ to stop leaking to the media?
Yeah. And how about the fact that I thought we had all these laws on the books protecting so-called whistleblowers?
Right. It could have a chilling effect, as they like to say.
Right. Yeah, you're practically an insurrectionist.
Yes,
if you try to come down hard on whistleblowers.
All right, Howie. New York City opens $6 million welcome center for flood of migrants and kids that are shipped there.
It's like the welcome wagon.
The facility is
only it serves booze, and you get EBT cards.
The facility is operating out of the Red Cross complex in Hell's Kitchen. It is part of a $6.7 million city contract issued in August aimed at helping the thousands who have trekked or been shipped
thousands.
Here. And by the way, I just want to add in this. I saw this today on Fox on a Chiron. Lori Lightfoot is accusing the governors who are sending illegal aliens in buses of racist practices.
But I thought Chicago was a sanctuary city.
To which I say, wait till she hears about forget the migrant busing. Wait till she hears about the migrant flying.
Are they going to fly them into O'Hare?
They've been flying a lot of illegal aliens into New York City.
Oh, into Westchester County.
Yeah. And no one said boo about that.
Well, the New York Post has said boo.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. No Democrats have said boo about that.
Right.
In other news, a Border Patrol agent on this same topic is slamming Karine Jean-Pierre. Everyone probably has heard this comment by now. Karine Jean-Pierre was going back and forth with Peter Ducey, as she often does, and she said that illegal aliens are not just walking across the border. And this is the quote from the agent. How out of touch can this administration possibly be? Well, I guess this is a new level.
Well, you know, she's not paid to impart facts. She's paid to deny, deny, deny.
Yeah, I will say, though, Jen Psaki was a lot better at the denying. Jen Psaki denied with a little bit more
panache.
Exactly. A new report shows the Taliban got $7 billion in military equipment as Biden targets U.S. gun owners and MAGA. This is from Red State. The Department of Defense Inspector General's report released earlier this month puts U.S. taxpayer-funded military equipment that fell into the hands of the Taliban upon Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. While nearly all of the military equipment that was in use by U.S. troops was removed or destroyed, $7.12 billion worth of U.S. taxpayer-supplied inventory was in the possession of Afghanistan's former government prior to its collapse. We've already hit the one-year mark of the terrible exit, but we're getting a lot more information as time goes on.
Grace, I heard about this one this morning. We didn't have it yet. We didn't have it the other day, but it's percolating on the internet now. This is the amazing story of Joe Biden, crime buster.
Oh, I played this today.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's really weird. It's really weird.
You know Joe is a guy who, you know, played Division I football, who graduated at the top of every class he was ever in, who was arrested with Nelson Mandela. You know all these stories. But we got another one for you today. This is how Joe Biden personally put an end to a crime wave in Wilmington, Delaware, back in 1962, when he was, what, 52 years old. Okay, here it is, cut 33.
I remember going on the east side in Wilmington in one of those old Victorian three-story apartment buildings and going up to see a woman whose name, she's passed away, but won't mention her name now, and standing in that rotunda, that part that stuck out around the building, and she'd say, Joey, I know what's going on. They all planned it downstairs. I can hear them, but I'm afraid to tell anybody. The gangs. And so I got her so that I got a phone number for the local cops. She'd call. They promised not to identify her because they knew there'd be retribution. And the crime rate began to drop for real, not a joke.
All the crime in Wilmington was in this one area, and she could hear everything. She could hear everything through the ceiling from the ceiling of their ceiling and her floor. She could hear everything.
This three-story Victorian is where it all went down. It's where it started, and it's where it stopped.
And the cops had to tell her that they weren't going to tell the gangs who had ratted them out. Was that standard police procedure in the Wilmington PD to inform the criminals who had dimed them out?
This is like a Whitey Bulger type of tale.
Not a joke.
Not a joke. Yeah, there's a lot to this that doesn't make sense, Howie, but you know what it feels like when he's telling you this story? It feels like someone coming in and telling you about a dream they had that didn't make any sense. You know, where they say, you were there, and we were in a high school gym, and there were snakes everywhere, and there was a rotunda, and you were floating. It's like, and you just go, I don't care. This is ridiculous. That's what all his stories sound like. And I've never heard this one before, which...
He's said it before. I remember hearing this one.
But it can't have been this version. This version was too weird.
I feel pretty like we would remember it.
Close to it? And he kept saying, he said, not a joke, apparently, 9 times in Wilkes-Barre. So I would assume that he will...
That he was joking.
I will assume that tonight there will be a little tighter control of his dementia. They will give him some extra medication, shall we say. Let's hear a few of the jokes. If we got the supercut of not a joke from Wilkes-Barre the other day, cut 24.
Not a joke. Not a joke. I'm not joking. Not a joke. Not a joke. No, I'm not joking. No, I'm not joking. Not a joke. Not a joke.
Not a joke.
In other news, Howie, Hillary Clinton was at the Venice Film Festival. Did you see this?
I read the headline. I must say, when I read the two words film festival, I generally just keep right on moving.
This 74-year-old made a rare appearance at the Venice Film Festival on Wednesday. This is all making me think that she's
running. Was she wearing her Butthurt Emails baseball cap?
No, she was wearing a blue muumuu type of dress. No merch.
917 says, Biden, I was working the day watch out of Wilmington. Dun, 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 dun.
Sounds like a Miami Vice episode, doesn't it?
The gangs.
He's lived so many lives.
And the cry, this one call, all it took was one call to 911, and the crime rate started going down. It's a good thing that was 1962 and not 2020 when he wanted to defund the police. Because then it might have just, the phone may have gone unanswered, and the crime wave might have continued.
I'm glad he didn't say her name, though.
Yeah, because, you know, she's deceased now. She was elderly in 1962, but he had to tell us that she was deceased now. That was good. Thank you, Joe, for sharing that.
Outrage as Berkeley is now demanding students wear masks if they are not vaccinated against the flu.
You know, inside every progressive, I think David Horowitz said this, is a totalitarian screaming to get out. And this is an example of it.
The guidelines also strongly recommend that all people on the UC Berkeley campuses wear masks indoors, regardless of their COVID-19 vaccination status. This is coming on the heels of an open letter that was sent about Dr. Lena Wen. She was going to appear at some conference in Boston.
The thing is that she is an apostate. That's why they got a problem with her, because she was a member of the she was a true believer. She was a high priestess, I would say, in the cult of COVID. And then now she's decided she has a kid, I guess, and the kid isn't doing well, or you know, she decided
to pivot.
Yeah, she said, you know what, this isn't working out for my kid. You know, these masks at the age of 6 or 7 and not seeing anybody and not being able to play with anybody. So she's pivoted, and now she's on the verge of being canceled. She might as well be Libs of TikTok.
Yeah. No, you're right. She's no Dr. Fauci, that's for sure. The Fauci effect is not taking place there. Paul Pelosi dodged an extra 20% loss selling his stock in July before August U.S. restrictions. This is NVIDIA stock.
Well, he also sold his stocks before the August swoon in the stock markets.
He's a lucky guy, that bon vivant.
Hey, the drinks are on me.
Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, master legislator, dodged an extra 20% loss by selling his NVIDIA stock in July before the U.S. placed restrictions on the company in August. According to congressional stock trade records, Pelosi's husband unloaded 25,000 shares of the semiconductor manufacturer on July 27th. The sale came as the speaker faced intense scrutiny over her husband's purchase of the share ahead of the CHIPS bill. We should note, and I think this is important, none of this stuff that Paul Pelosi, when you see these write-ups, I don't think any of it's illegal. It's just something that you think would be fixed by now.
But, you know, if you notice, though, that he doesn't get any grief about taking PPP money either. He has business. He took over $1 million in PPP funds. And, you know, if a Republican congressman takes $100,000, it's, you know, the White House puts out a tweet about it, like the law has been violated. But Paul Pelosi, nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
I can tell you the difference. I'm sure Paul Pelosi supports canceling student loan debt.
Of course he does. By the way, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, did you see she was at some kind of women's quote-unquote reproductive health forum August 26th, six days ago. And she said that any ban or any attempt to ban abortions is sinful. She used the word sinful 3 times, according to the transcript of her remarks. And she is, as we know, a devout Catholic.
Well, first of all, what I think is sinful is that you just said women's reproductive rights.
I don't know
where you think
you're
operating, sir, but we use woke language in the Howie Carr Studios.
By the way, speaking of devout...
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I am sorry. I stand corrected. Speaking of devout Catholics, doesn't Joe Biden claim to carry a rosary?
Oh, God.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, I can't keep up with him and his
Catholicism. Did he read that piece? Where was it? In the Atlantic Monthly that said that, or it's not the Atlantic Monthly anymore. It's just the Atlantic, where they said that it was the Catholic equivalent of an AK-47.
That was one of those headlines where, like you with the film festivals, I saw that and I said, I don't think I need to understand what they're trying to get at.
Well, that's what they were getting at.
Yeah.
But again, it doesn't, it's kind of like Paul Pelosi's PPP loans or his DUIs. They're not significant. It doesn't matter.
It's tough being a devout Catholic and a Democrat in 2022. It's not an easy road to walk.
Yes, it is. The synonym for devout Catholic and for Democrats is cafeteria Catholic.
By the way, Howie, just a quick update for everyone. I will be off tomorrow, but on Monday, we will be at Gannon's in Hyannis having a Labor Day special from 12 to 6. So everyone should stop by. You can make reservations. That's Gannon's in Hyannis. Make sure you come
to 7, actually, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're not going to take a slide?
The final hour, we will be taking calls from candidates on the pre-primary night.
Oh, so you're not going to be a beautiful person on Monday, huh?
No, I will be. I will be.
Getting back to your
roots.
On
the phone lines. Yes, indeed. Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Ty.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he is really the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction that you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been procrastinating for more than 2 years now about going back to the dental office, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be, whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or some more significant work. The perfect place to go is Perfect Smiles. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, and I'm sure you will agree once you've been. It's a new season starting, and you have the opportunity to make the autumn of 2022 the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but have never called? This season, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
I'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
844-500-4242. Nicholas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nicholas.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I just want to talk a little bit about the Republican primary coming up. I want to start off by saying I don't have any personal vendetta against Jeff Deal. I think he's a really nice guy. I think his family is really nice. I live in Whitman, Jeff's hometown. I went to school with his daughter. I think they're a really great family. I supported Deal as a state rep. I think he did a great job as a state rep representing us. And I liked him a lot when he ran for Senate.
But
I just wanted to say
but,
that.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I'm personally supporting Doty in this primary because I think that he has a much better chance of beating Mara Healey. I'm a registered Republican. I'm not an independent. I'm a college student. I'm studying biology and political science at Tufts. I'm on the board of the Tufts Republicans. I just think that Doty has a much better chance of beating Mara Healey. To all those calling in the past couple hours saying that he's not adequately conservative, it's really not true. If you go to his website, he's said that he's against the COVID mandates and he doesn't support the indoctrination and woke ideology in schools. He says on his website that schools should be a place for reading, writing, and arithmetic. I just think that this is a really high-stakes race. And you look around the country in these blue and purple states like Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Trump Republicans are winning their primaries and they're not doing well. They're not, it's not looking like they're going to defeat the Democrats. And this,
all right, Nicholas, thank you. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, so the first point I wanted to make is that I voted for Trump in both the primary and the general election for 2016 and 2020. In 2008, I voted for McCain in the general, but in the primary, I voted for Obama, and I'll tell you why. In 2008, Obama was a political unknown. He was a first-term senator with no voting record. And I certainly
so. So, are you saying that? Are you saying that that Jeff probably voted for Obama over Hillary in the Democrat primary in 2008 when he took a Democrat ballot?
I'm just speculating that a lot of people in Massachusetts who are unenrolled will vote an anti-vote because I did it myself, and a lot of my peers did as well. The second point I wanted to make is I follow politics nationally, and it's like a spectator sport for me. And one thing I noticed in a lot of blue and purple states, especially where there's smaller elections where Republicans are making headway, there's a lot of political unknowns coming out who are the quote-unquote political outsider. It was popular for Obama to be a political outsider. It was popular for Trump.
And so what's your point?
I personally think that I think that Doty is he's in it to first beat Deal and then bow out for Mora Healey, more or less.
You think he's spending $2 million of his own money to throw the election
well
to
funded.
A nut like Mara Healey? You really believe that? Come on.
I believe that. I think he's very well funded, and it's not just his money that's funding his campaign.
Okay. That's the theory of the day from Deal headquarters. I'm Howie Farr.